Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. To begin, do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Do I want to answer the survey?
Yes. Would you be interested in filling out the survey?
Sure.
Thank you very much. So, do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very confident.
Very positive?
Yes.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you rate them as excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
We'll go with poor.
Thank you. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job.
Sorry, go ahead.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, talking to someone else.
The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs, or no repairs or fixes have been made and they are in bad condition.
What were we talking about now? What was the question?
Which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live?
They've made some repairs, but they're still in bad condition.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by local and state governments? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
Even a bit low.
Thank you. And as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option 1. Would you vote yes or no to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs? Is that...
Yes.
Well, this will be for the next 20 years as well as cover costs and...
That's right. Yes. I mean, yes. I'm fine. You don't need to read the whole thing out. Roads suck. They need to buy them. I pretty much moved here from the Midwest states that have concrete roads and great schools, and we don't have either.
Thank you. Now on to option 2. Would you vote yes or no to renew half a cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years?
Yes.
Thank you. And option 3, would you vote yes or no to continue the half a cent sales tax for 20 years that funds the city streets and road maintenance?
Yes.
Thank you. And next, do you agree or disagree with the statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already. And we can trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it.
Disagree.
Thank you. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repairs might make. Rate each as very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. The first one is, the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do a full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the
Strongly agree.
Do you find that very persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Thank you.
Me.
The next one is, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money for the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
Persuasive. Very.
If it, thank you. The next one is, Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixes, fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more.
I mean, somewhat persuasive, but it's really traffic.
Thank you. The next one is, voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that, that when the city needs to do a full replacement on the street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. The next one is, 100% of all the money raised by the city's by the streets sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, the sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
And yeah, that's not persuasive. That's just like fact.
So
not
is that
that's
very
not an argument. That's just like good, like. You know, boy, the sun rises in the east. Did you ever notice that? Oh, yeah, I think I have.
So, would you, should I record your answer as very, very persuasive?
Or? Not persuasive. Not persuasive at all. That's like ridiculous. That's not even an argument.
Okay,
thank
you.
Like,
The next one is, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current half a cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
Somewhat persuasive.
The next one is, since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved the half a cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair.
I mean, it's strongly persuasive. Strong. I mean, that's a good argument. Yeah, strongly persuasive.
Very persuasive. That would be very persuasive.
Very, yep.
Thank you. The next one is, the city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed job.
Not very persuasive.
So how should I record your answer? As
not persuasive.
Persuasive.
Unpersuasive. Not persuasive, yeah.
Thank you. The next one is, by voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, and the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax where the
That's
cost
strongly persuasive.
So that would be very persuasive?
Yes, very strongly or synonymous.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, a significant portion of the sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here.
Very persuasive, whatever you want to call it. Yep.
Thank you. Now, having heard all this information on both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? And we're going to do a review. Option one, renew the half cent sales tax and add an additional half a cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets.
I'm going to vote. I already said I agree, so it's a redundant question. But yes on all three you're about to ask me, okay?
Since I cannot choose for you, we're going to go one by one, I'm afraid.
Yes, but I mean, I already know what you're going to say. So yes, start reading and I'll say yes.
Okay. Option two is to renew the half cent sales tax.
Yes.
Thank you. And option three, to continue half cent sales tax for 20
years
yes. upon the city. Thank you. And finally, if you approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up
yes,
the
support.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
Male.
Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65
55 and 64.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30
21
years?
To 30. 21 to 30.
Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. Have a wonderful day.
I wish you the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, it's...